Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by the Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House, Georgia Street. Georgia, good to see you again.
Good morning. It's great to see you.
And a wonderful time of the year. Spring cleaning going on.
Lots of spring cleaning.
Talking about in just a moment. But first, just wanted to touch base with the bass tournament that was presented by the Ronald McDonald House and just bring us up to date on how things went.
We had such a good time. We really did. And, you know, we talked earlier about how this year we expanded the waterways.
Right.
And so,
good idea.
We had about close to 700 fishermen and everyone had a really good time.
Expand the boundaries.
The
fishermen will come.
yes. They loved it. We had fishermen from six different states that fished with us, and everyone just really had a good time. I've heard just, you know, good comments about it. The winning fish did come from the Washita River, which I thought was very, very interesting. Since there were the other waterways, it was interesting that the largest fish came from the Washita.
Another big event for the Ronald McDonald House coming up. The first ever,
and it may be the last ever.
A rummage sale coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Paul's United Methodist Church on Lexington Avenue. That, of course, is just right across the street from Lexington Elementary School, just right off Forsyth. Mm-hmm. We have wonderful, wonderful treasures. You talked about the spring cleaning. One of the reasons we had this sale to begin with was to clean out the attic at the Ronald McDonald House. We have been storing stuff up there for almost 25 years, and so we thought it was time to clean it out, and we have found some true treasures. So we really do have some good stuff. And of course, you know, at a rummage sale, you're going to have good prices. We have brand new things available.
Those who will attend, I think one of the ideas you brought up was, you know, different amounts, that are going to be set aside for different tables. So really a great selection. The key is to get there early, I'm sure.
Yes. Is it going to rain tomorrow?
No, but it is going to warm up.
Oh, so. Well, we're inside. We are inside.
Even better.
Yes. That's you know, we will be inside the Contemporary Christian area of St. Paul's United Methodist Church. Our contemporary service is called A New Song. So we'll be in the New Song room. And there will be a big sign out front on Lexington Avenue that tells you exactly where the sale is going to be. That's thanks to my dear friend at Taylor Rennall, Tom Dansby. So it's a good-looking sign that's there to help, you know, identify the location for people.
Give us an idea of some of the items that people will be able to find there.
Well, I tell you, one thing that I'm excited about, and I'm sorry my grandchildren are older, we have this brand new Fisher-Price basketball goal. It rolls, and mm-hmm. so you can, like, you know, move it from
one
area to the other, and you can change the height of it. Neat, really, really neat. And we also have it's still in the box. We were wondering if we should take it out of the box so that people can see what it really is. A play water system for children, and of course, you know, it's so
hot.
This would be great to have in your backyard where your children can play. It's really neat. And then I found I'm making my own personal wish list. I found some gorgeous candlesticks. So somebody please come and buy those so that I won't. And then our board member and dear friend Mary Bertrand has donated 10 of her custom designed jewelry sets for us.
Terrific.
So if you're interested in that, ask to see me. So we have some neat stuff.
And donations still being accepted
for the sale?
We can still
accept some donations. That would be great because, as I've shared with you, we are going to have, like, the dollar table, the $2 table, mm-hmm. on like that, rather than putting individual stickers on everything,
right.
Except for the things that are, you know, special or unique, where they would have their own special price tag on them.
Mm-hmm. For those who may be new to the area or those who are familiar with the name, the Ronald McDonald House, share with us a little bit about the purpose of the house in the community and actually the region.
The purpose of this house, and as I've said a million times, we're so blessed to have this house in Monroe. But the purpose of the house is...
I'm sorry, Georgia.
No,
but
go ahead.
The nearest house to the
New
one
Orleans.
Here. Right, exactly. So.
There are two in the state of Louisiana, one in Monroe and one in New Orleans. And so we're so fortunate. Actually, people call the house every day wanting to know about the Ronald McDonald House in Shreveport, and there's not one. Or they'll say, right. Is there a Ronald McDonald House in Baton Rouge? Because they think, well, these are larger cities, and there should be a Ronald McDonald House, and there's not. So, but we are a home away from home for families that have loved ones in the hospital. And so right now we have a 90-year-old woman staying with us at the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh my.
She is the cancer patient herself, and she's such a sweetheart. And so, you know, we become very attached to our families. And when they have to come back to Monroe for checkups or whatever, they will come to visit us, which is always a happy day to see them again.
With events, anything planned for the fall?
Well, you know, we have our Mac Happy Day in October. This is sponsored by McDonald's, and that's when they have certain menu items where some of the money will go to the Ronald McDonald House in Monroe, and also we sell the hands for a dollar. We will have that coming up, and then Dillard's always does a Christmas promotion for us, and then we do our direct mail campaign in November. So we're and we're looking for some volunteers for summertime. So if anyone has 3 hours a week where they would like to serve as office manager at the Ronald McDonald House, we have some opportunities available for that.
Excellent opportunity there. And again, the first ever rummage sale happening tomorrow, 7 a.m. gets underway, correct?
Right, 7 a.m.
And as far as a website for the Ronald McDonald House or a number that someone could call for more information about the rummage sale?
They can call us at 387-7933. We'd love to hear from them.
Looking forward to that. Georgia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's always fun.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.